USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. During an Oval Office meeting, the president says the Republican governor is doing a spectacular job. The president was also asked about bailing out states that are running big deficits.
We're certainly open to talking, but it would really have to be COVID-related, not related for mismanagement over a long time, over a long period of time.
You really make that distinction. That much of a distinction.
Well, it's a very simple distinction to make, yeah. We're not looking to do a bailout for a state that's been unfair to, it's unfair to many of the states, most of the states that have done such a good job.
Amid growing concerns of a possible food shortage, President Trump says he will use an executive order to keep meat processing plants open. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
He was elected mayor in 2002, running on a platform of being a champion against corruption in the Big Easy, and then he became a national figure when the city was slammed by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005.
Get out. We're strongly encouraging. Tourists, definitely get out. And then the next time you hear us is going to be get the heck out.
But the now 63-year-old Nagin, who served as mayor until 2010, was convicted in 2014 on 20 counts of corruption, fraud, and bribery. Before being granted early release under a program to reduce prison populations during the pandemic, Nagin had been scheduled to be freed in about 3 years.
Ohio's mail-in primary election is taking place today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump was discussing bailing out states that are running deep deficits due to coronavirus pandemic, some states are actually doing a good job of taking care of their budget. Take South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem, who tells Fox News she's been speaking to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about this very issue.
Well, I spoke to Leader McConnell about that this weekend for quite a while and told him I didn't want more money. I think Congress has spent plenty of money. All we need is some flexibility on what they've already voted on. And they can build accountability into this. I served into Congress for 8 years. It's not that hard to put guardrails up to make us account for the date of which we can prove that we had revenue losses. Don't allow us to use it to bail out pensions. Don't allow us to go back and fill previous years of overspending. They're really, by not giving us this flexibility today, hurting some of us in these states that have been well governed for years and make tough decisions and are conservative.
So do you?
I only have a sales tax to fund South Dakota. So sales tax has dramatically dropped as the economy shut down. Yeah, I think there's some governors that are asking for more money. I think Congress has spent a lot of money in the last month or two.
Noem speaking there on Fox News, and hot dog maker Nathan's Famous was the latest to return a Paycheck Protection Program loan. The $1.2 million loan was returned after Nathan's was criticized. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.